Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. 5.5 years ago, when I stopped drinking alcohol, if I knew what I'm about to break down for you in this video today, stopping drinking, it wouldn't have been difficult. There'd have been no resisting. There'd have been no cravings. The process would have been easy. And when I say easy, I mean as easy as washing your car. In fact, that's a bad example because washing your car sucks. I'm talking about as easy as posting a letter in a mailbox or making a sandwich. It would have just been as easy as any other thing that I do on a day-to-day basis. But with alcohol and stopping drinking, it never feels easy. It always feels like a fight and a battle. But in my journey, it wasn't a fight, it wasn't a battle, and today I want to get you there as well. That is the purpose of this video, is to help you get into a mindset where stopping drinking is like a walk in the park, because it can be that way. It was that way for me, I've seen it happen now. There must be 10,000 people that have watched these videos that have stopped drinking just from the videos alone for free. I've worked with people directly, hundreds of people in a coaching program, and the stuff that I'm going to share with you in this video today is the best of the best. I'm going to give it all away for you today, and you will never have heard anything like this before, and the reason why is because it's embarrassing. I don't really want to share this stuff, but I know that it could help you. So to understand exactly what I'm on about, I need to go back in time a little bit. Back in time to a place where I didn't like myself at all. See, I grew up in the north of England, in a place called Lancashire. A lot of people ask where I'm from, but that's where I'm from. That's why my voice is this way and my accent's this way. I remember I didn't really like myself. And what I mean by this is that when I was in primary school, which is like age 5 to 11, I did like myself. I remember having loads of friends, going to parties, whatever. And then I remember when I went into high school, it was a lot more competitive. You know, with men, like some kids will reach puberty much younger, so they'll grow and they'll get way more attention from girls. There were people that were better level athletes. There was all sorts going on, and there was a lot more competition. And listen, when you're young, you do this kind of stuff, but you compare yourself to other people. And I just remember, like, my high school years, I didn't like myself. I had this low self-esteem. And this haunted me into my late teenage years and early 20s, where I didn't like myself. And you will understand why this all is connected to not drinking and making not drinking easy. But when I was in my 20s, I started reading personal development books. I didn't really have any role models back home. I remember reading How to Win Friends and Influence People when I was about 20. I remember reading The Way of the Superior Man. I remember reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. There were some mindset books out there. And I remember starting to consume all of this good quality information. And that's when I found an author called Brian Tracy. Now, Brian Tracy was a personal development guru, like a business coach, teaching people how to optimize your time, manage your time, all of this stuff. And he would speak a lot about self-esteem. And at this point, I didn't realize I didn't like myself. I just thought the way that I was the way that I was. But I had no point of comparison. I didn't think it was possible to even change. That was me. I was Leon. I was skinny. I was underweight. I didn't make much money. I came from a bad area of England. I grew up in a council house. That's just who I was. That obviously manifested in not being able to talk to people. It manifested in drinking alcohol to kind of overcompensate not feeling good about myself. It manifested from not having a girlfriend and not dating when I was in my late teens and early 20s. I think there was a period of my life where I didn't talk to a girl. There was one girl I spoke to in, I don't know, 18 months. Trust me, we will get to how this makes stopping drinking easy. But I'll never forget reading a Brian Tracy book. And I remember it as an audiobook. I remember listening to it because I remember hearing it going, whoa, what was that? And he started talking about how self-confidence is one of the most, if not the most important attributes when it comes to building a career and building a business and doing anything with your life. Anyway, in one of the books, he said, one way to boost your self-esteem is to say, I like myself. And I remember hearing it, and it sent shudders down my spine. And he said, try it right now. There's no way that you can say this to yourself and not feel better about yourself. And I literally tried it. I just said, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. And he said, say it 20 times. If you've never done that before, try it now. And it was an awesome experience. And I remember it clear as day. I remember the first time I did it. And I just felt like, do you know what? I do like myself. Now, bringing this back to alcohol, I didn't stop drinking at that point. I think I probably even smoked cigarettes back then. I might have even smoked marijuana. I still did things that somebody who likes themselves wouldn't do. But now, if I'd smoke a cigarette, I'd start thinking a bit more. I'd be like, all right, well, I'll smoke the cigarette. But, you know, I'd go out for a night out and I'd wake up the next day and I'd think, I don't know about this. It really helped me start questioning my patterns of behavior. Was saying that I like myself the secret to not drinking? No. But this realization that I came to after saying that does make stopping drinking easy, which we'll come to in a second. But let's just think for a second. Let's picture this person in your head that has perfect self-esteem, perfect self-confidence. They fully believe in themselves, they're positive, they're open-minded, they're nice to be around. And it's not narcissism, it's just true self-confidence, self-belief. They're still nice to be around, they don't need to be the center of attention. This is just somebody with perfect self-esteem. I'm not even sure that it exists. I'm sure everybody has moments of doubt where they don't feel 100%. But let's just picture it for a second. Do you think that that individual would ever need any drug? Do you think they'd need to have a few drinks when they're socializing with their friends? Do you think that they'd trust themselves to get back home after a hard day of work and be able to relax without a drug? Can you imagine that person having a shot of tequila before going to approach somebody that they were attracted to? No, they wouldn't, would they? Because here's the thing, it's impossible to like yourself and continue drinking a drug and feel okay with it. I'm not saying it's impossible to continue drinking the drug, but if you like yourself, you know in your heart what you're doing is wrong. You know in your heart that that drug is doing nothing for you. You know that every time you take a drink, it's another hit to your self-confidence, to your self-esteem, to the way that you see yourself. And this is the thing, is that every time we try to stop drinking and fail, we don't feel better about ourselves. It makes us feel even worse. Like I've told you guys 1,000 times, I tried to stop drinking most days. I've lost count of the amount of times I tried to stop drinking. And what do you think happens when I say to myself, do you know what? I ain't drinking anymore. I'm done. And then 2 days later, I'm drinking. 3 days later, I'm drinking. The same day sometime, I'm drinking. I think that makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel worse and worse and worse. And one of the problems is that some people that drink alcohol feel so bad about themselves is that they just keep doing it. They never question their beliefs. They never question the drug. They just go on and on and on. And I'm not trying to say that you've got zero self-esteem and you dislike yourself. I'm just explaining my experience and my journey because this is what worked for me. But then what also happens in the world? Well, we tell ourselves, right, we're not going to drink. Sure, that willpower approach that I was talking about makes us feel worse. Then we go to a therapist, right? We say, do you know what? I can't do this on my own. I need professional help. So we might go and sit with the therapist. And then what do? We talk about our childhood. I mean, I've tried this. I've done this. We sat, we spoke about, you know, poor Leon and poor Leon's upbringing. And, oh, you know, he was like, this is trauma. This is so bad. Nobody had to go through this. And, you know, maybe I felt a little bit of relief after doing this with a therapist. But if anything, it just made me feel worse. Then we might go to a meeting, right? We might sit in a 12-step meeting and then buy into this idea that we're an alcoholic, that we can never be fixed. And if you think about all of these things, willpower, AA, therapy, all of them aren't making us feel better. Sometimes those approaches can make you feel better. If you promise yourself that you're not going to drink and then you never drink again, man, you're going to feel awesome. If you go to a meeting and you buy into these ideas, but you actually stop drinking, great. You're going to feel great about yourself. But what I found is that these traditional ways of stopping drinking, the old ways of stopping drinking, they made me feel worse. So then let's imagine that somebody does stop drinking alcohol, but they change nothing. They live the same life. They get home and watch Netflix. They don't change anything. They don't try to improve themselves. They don't change the way that they see themselves. And their self-esteem just stays the same. And this is why a negative approach of stopping drinking where you never change anything never seems to work long term. It can work. I'm not saying it's impossible for it to not work, but there is such a better way for you to do things. Firstly, you need some self-love, some compassion for yourself. Because somebody that truly likes themselves and loves themselves, and I'm not talking in a narcissistic way, I'm talking in a healthy self-esteem way. There is no way somebody that loves themselves is going to pick up a poison and put it in their body. It's never going to happen. But what we end up doing is the short-term pain of stopping drinking, the discomfort, you know, the withdrawal, getting over that first hump, actually making a decision to stop drinking is short-term pain. It's not easy, right? It's not easy to click the link in the description and book a call and speak to me about your drinking problem. That's not easy. Sure, we make the process easier, but you taking the first step, that's hard. That takes courage. It takes faith. It takes a step. It's not just wave a magic wand. There are processes. There are actions that you need to take. But somebody that likes themselves and thinks long-term is okay with that short-term pain because they know that on the other side of not drinking alcohol is a life of freedom. It's a life where you're happy. And with that life of freedom is the correct approach of not drinking. This isn't something that I've just made up and started talking about now. This is something that I've seen in hundreds of people in a stop drinking coaching program with SoberClear.com. I have seen this work time and time again. And it's about having a vision for a better quality of life. If you stop drinking and you start, you know, exercising, you start eating the right kind of foods, you start reading books, you start working harder on your career, start being there for your family. What happens to you as an individual? You like yourself. You like yourself more and more and more. Your confidence goes up and up and up. And it's why focusing on the future. Having a future-focused approach is the critical step of making stopping drinking easy. Because if you stop drinking and then you start feeling worse and worse and worse about yourself, what's the pattern of behavior that most drinkers follow here? When they're feeling bad about themselves, they want to escape. Whereas somebody that has been building themselves up over the past few months, you know, they've lost 20 pounds. They're looking in the mirror, they're liking what they see. They're getting a few compliments at work. They're seeing their bank account go up and up and up. And that's what I did in my own life. When I stopped drinking alcohol, I was just in such a bad place. I had no money. I had to borrow money off my family. I was living at my friend's place. I was overweight. I wasn't exercising. I was in a place where I didn't like myself. But when I stopped drinking, I said, you know what? It's all about self-care. I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to restart my personal training business. Then I'm going to move to Asia. Then I'm going to start an online business. I'm going to do things that will improve confidence over time. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.